This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Global coronavirus cases have surpassed 100 million Wednesday, according to a tally by Reuters, as countries around the world struggle with new virus variants and vaccine shortfalls. Almost 1.3% of the world's population has now been infected with COVID-19, and more than 2.1 million people have died. Meanwhile, the European Union is asking AstraZeneca to publish the contract it signed with the bloc on COVID-19 vaccine supplies. This, according to an EU official, in light of the escalation of a row over delivery delays. The company pulled out of a meeting with the European Union scheduled for Wednesday. In an interview with newspapers Tuesday, AstraZeneca's CEO said the EU contract was based on a best effort clause and did not commit the company to a specific timetable for deliveries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government had done everything it could to minimize loss of life in the coronavirus pandemic after the country's death toll exceeded 100,000. He said he takes full responsibility for everything the government has done. Britain will see more deaths from coronavirus before a vaccination program takes effect, England's chief medical officer, Chris Whitty, said, after the country's death toll exceeded 100,000. Johnson said he does not want European Union countries to restrict the supply of coronavirus to Britain, saying the lesson of the pandemic is that nations need to work together. The World Health Organization issued fresh clinical advice today for treating COVID-19 patients, including those displaying persistent symptoms after recovery, and also said it advised using low-dose anticoagulants to prevent blood clots.